Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. What are your plans for tomorrow? For many of you, it'll include a gathering of people under one roof, of people that you call family. There'll be no strangers, no orphans, no one will be excluded from this banquet feast. As you gather around the table, you might be reminded of this tradition of your family, this Thanksgiving tradition that connects you directly to your parents, their parents, and their parents, and probably even further back. Every year, for far longer than you have been alive, this ritual has been repeated and it's been passed down, generation to generation. And this year, it repeats itself once again. And this year, just like years past, you will participate in it. And in that act, in that participation, you connect yourself to a family identity that extends far beyond the lives of those who will participate with you tomorrow. That's your family. It's what you were made a part of at your birth. And it's what gives you this earthly identity. And there's comfort in knowing who you are and from where you've come. Now, in our gospel passage this evening, we find a description of another family identity. It's an identity that reaches farther back, even farther back than our earthly family. It's one that connects us all the way back to our church fathers, to Jesus, and even farther back to the nation of Israel. But the connection doesn't even stop there. It extends even farther back to Noah and Adam. And it doesn't stop there. See, unlike this earthly family, it transcends time. And its roots are found in the one who has created us. See, we are connected. Even before time began, we are identified and connected by God Himself. Now listen again to just a small portion of the gospel passage and keep that in the forefront of your mind. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may also be. You see, in our baptism, we are connected to God through Jesus. Our family identity is found through Him. And because we are part of God's family, He calls us to Him. He invites us home. What comfort there is in knowing who we are and from where we came. But for those who may not have come from a stable home, this might be hard to comprehend or even believe the peace that this passage brings. The image just might simply be foreign, unimaginable even. And if it is, there's a message of comfort tonight, because your identity is not dependent on you. It's not dependent on what you can imagine or what you can believe. It is completely dependent on God and God alone. He is the one that gives you this identity. He is the one that adopts you into His family and calls you His own. See, He is the one that connects you to Him. And consider for just a moment how adoption works here on earth. A parent selects a child and extends grace to him. And parents pour out their love on him, and they bring him into their home, and they attach their identity to him. And at no time does the child actively participate in that process. He simply receives those benefits. And so too it is with us. But our adoption came at a great cost to God. Yet a little while and the world will see me no more, but you will see me, because I live, you also will live. Words from Jesus. While we were still enemies, while our identity was found in the things of this world, God, Jesus, pursued us. And on that cross, He experienced abandonment by the Father so that we could experience adoption by Him. He didn't leave us as orphans, but suffered on the cross to claim us. And claim us He did. In verse 20, it says, "In that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you." This is the gospel message of our identity in Christ. It's a message of our connectedness to God. He created, He saved, He adopted. And through the waters of our baptism, the power of His Word, He extended that identity to us. And He extends to us a promise that He will come again and take us home, a home that He is preparing for us. And we can trust in that promise. We can rest in that knowledge that we are heirs to the kingdom. Because just like our identity, that promise is found in God Himself. In the garden, after the fall, He made a promise to Adam and to Eve. And He kept that promise to their descendants, to Noah, to Moses, to Israel. And they all trusted in God's promise. And He kept His promise in the suffering and in the death of Jesus. And in His resurrection, He showed us the benefits of that promise. Death was defeated, and salvation was won. And we can take comfort in knowing that His victory has been imputed to us, granted to us, because we have been adopted into the family of God. He has claimed us as His child. And as His child, we keep His commandments. Not out of obligation, but out of love. When Jesus said in verse 21, "Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him." You see, this is not a message of law. It's not a warning to those who take hold of the promises of God. Instead, what this is a message of hope. It's a message of promise. It's a message of joy. It's a reaffirmation that we have been attached to God through the work of Jesus. That we have been adopted into His family. That we find our identity in Him. You see, this is confirmation that we can continue to trust in His promise of everlasting life and to look forward to a time when we will enjoy a banquet in heaven, a Thanksgiving feast, not in celebration of earth's blessings, but in celebration of God's. And that is a feast that I am looking forward to. And how about you? Please pray with me. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who, through faith, are shielded by God's power until the coming of salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In your name we pray.